Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A hurricane coming. We're gonna party here for 5 o'clock. Funky Buddha Happy Hour, Hockman and Crowder. Woo! Radio Network. I'll give you the serious stuff here in a moment. Because I'm reading the local 10 weather advisory.
Oh, that beer is nice.
Here we go! I feel like people are, you know, tuning to all the different TV stations, radio stations. Oh, 5 o'clock update. AM radio's got to be covering it well. I'm sure AM radio's known for news. Let me see what they're doing over here. And it sounds almost with this, like, Morse code, almost like we're giving a warning.
Yeah, yeah. Time to get serious, though.
Time to get serious. We'll get serious now. I'm going to read you what...
Because they want the news, man.
Yes,
come on.
I'll read you what Local 10 is saying, because obviously the song is over, and we'll get into the serious stuff here. What happened? There's more! What? Is this real?
It's too good.
It's too good!
I can't let it go.
I want to give you the serious stuff, but how can you? I mean, it's holiday weekend, 5 o'clock. I know this sounds official, but all right. It's finally ending, and I will give you the actual 5 o'clock update here because I know people have been waiting for this, and it is serious, to be quite honest. What? Are you joking? Does this song ever end? I hope not.
Something is wrong with you. You malnutrition. Something happened to you, man.
Here's what the Local 10 website says. I'm looking at all the 5 o'clock advisory stuff that's coming in. From Local 10, Hurricane Dorian strengthened to a Category 3 storm Friday afternoon and is expected to intensify even more as it heads towards Florida. Otherwise, the most recent advisory showed no major changes from this morning. Everybody's full attention is required. In the 5 p.m. advisory, Dorian had winds of 115 miles per hour, moving west-northwest at 9 miles per hour. Everything we know, says Hurricane Dorian, is an extreme threat to Florida. We still cannot make a specific prediction of where in Florida the worst conditions are going to occur, and it may be over a wide area. The immediate focus is on the southeast coast between Cape Canaveral and Miami-Dade County. Hurricane Dorian is about 650 miles from Miami, moving steadily towards the northern Bahamas and Florida. There is high confidence in the track through Saturday night. On Sunday, Dorian is forecast to slow down, and the exact forecast track becomes very uncertain. Overnight, the computer forecast models have come into better agreement, showing a landfall on the southeast Florida coast, nominally in Palm Beach County. That's not good news for me because that's where I live. But the average error in a prediction like this requires that everyone from north of Cape Canaveral to the Keys be on high alert. There's plenty of time for the computer forecast models to change again. So there you go. That's from Local 10. Not much change to the 11 o'clock and the 2 o'clock and from this morning as well. But this is a significant storm because the winds are up to 115 miles per hour and they're forecasting. I'm looking at the graphic at local10.com here. They're forecasting it to be a Category 4 storm when it does come ashore at some point. So keep an eye on it, everybody. Don't let it ruin your weekend, but obviously, like, handle your business.
Yeah.
Get the patio furniture brought inside. Anything that could be a projectile outside, you bring it inside.
This damn Dorian's ruining a good weekend, man.
I'm telling you, this is one of the best weekends.
It sure is.
This is one of the best weekends. I actually feel badly for a lot of businesses. A lot of businesses, I mean, there's always sales and specials for Labor Day weekend. A lot of people do shopping on Labor Day weekend. You know, restaurants are packed. Hopefully, the weather is all right this weekend and you get your business taken care of Saturday so that on Sunday and Monday you can actually go out and enjoy some of the holiday weekend. Hopefully on Tuesday we'll be doing our show as scheduled from Twin Peaks in Davie because we're off on Monday for the holiday as it is. So hopefully things change and everybody's okay. So keep an eye on it.
Hell with Dorian.
The hell with Dorian.
I'm keeping that now.
All right, let me get headlines here with Alejandro Solana before we move along.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. I got to be honest, Hawk, you announced a trade in the last segment. I know the Dolphins did trade a 7th-round pick to Minnesota for guard Danny Isiota, who is a 3-year starter at the U. I didn't prepare because of the 5 p.m. hurricane. I totally forgot about headlines. Can you say the other player that they traded for?
I'd be glad to. And I appreciate your honesty, by the way.
I'll just be honest.
I appreciate your honesty. On my Instagram, our old producer, Eric Falero, was back today. We had lunch with him downstairs here at the Citadel. And then I did my old little Instagram shenanigans. You could see it at Radio Mark Hockman, where I've got, Solana running the board there. And Falero's just kind of watching over him. It's a little Instagram gag that I have, but Valero would never admit something like that. Like, he would just you'd hear a bunch of that
and ride the lie.
Over here, then he'd come over here, around over here.
You might hear a dial tone pop in at some point. Like, you know, that's what would happen. So I appreciate your honesty.
You okay, Valero? Yeah.
Why? Are you okay?
That's exactly what he did.
Dolphins traded an undisclosed conditional 2020 draft pick to Indianapolis for center/guard Evan Boehm and an undisclosed 2020 draft pick. So I think they're getting a 2020 draft pick in return and Evan Boehm, and then they're giving a 2020 draft pick. So they got Danny Isadora, and they've got Evan Boehm, and they're trying to shore up the offensive line. So,
and if people get mad about giving up two picks, these are just like drafting guys that you have research.
Whatever. Like, you need to do something this season.
Now that undisclosed isn't a one or two. Now we just
correct.
I don't know exactly what it is, but there's a seven.
It ain't a one or a two.
I would say it's in that 4 or 5 range at the highest. But yes, though you can give up a player for one of those picks. It's just like drafting a guy. They're young. We'll see what they got. If not, it's a 5th-rounder. Who cares?
Anything. I'm looking at some of the texts from our 5 o'clock update. LMAO, y'all play too much. Hawk, you're the best. You know, people tuned in to get, it's just like, hey, ho, hey. I'm like, what the hell's going on? What else you got there, Solana?
Now, this I'm prepared for. The Marlins beginning.
Oh my God.
Beginning a 3-game series, Crowder.
Are you related to Geffner?
I'm more annoyed by your Marlins updates than I am this hurricane. If you gave me a choice which one I'd prefer to stop, I think I'd pick your Marlins updates.
So deal with Dorian. Get rid of those updates.
Now get this.
No, what else? I will not get anything.
Better not be Marlins.
Eliaser Hernandez is facing off versus Marlin Anibal Sanchez. That's noteworthy.
No,
guys.
It's not. What else you got?
And finally, on this day, CBS debuted The Late Show with David Letterman.
Wow. What year?
1993. I'm sorry. I forgot to.
Yeah, you just said on this day. So there you go. You got weather?
Yeah, weather is.
I just gave a very long hurricane update, so why don't you just do the weather sponsor?
Right, but the people want their weather.
No, they don't. Why don't you just say Hockman's hurricane update was brought to you by.
But how are they going to know the visibility?
This is a great text that just came in. Hawk, you forgot Pat White. That is someone that understands the show. That is excellent.
Not old Pat.
Weather is brought to you by Hialeah Park.
Somebody else texts in, best damn 5 o'clock weather update ever. I'm ready for Dorian. Yeah. Hope you got you motivated.
Get him up and at him, baby.
All right, who's the weather sponsor?
It's brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
I want to bring on our friend Mike Cugno in the next segment. I do want to talk some Dolphins. Mike Cugno is sports anchor and reporter at CBS4, and obviously Fitzpatrick's going to be the starter. And Mike Cugno was in Orlando as well for the Gators Canes game. So, and he's dubbed you the old tugboat, which always makes it fun.
Yeah,
so.
I don't like that either.
Got a very Crowder and Mike Cugno. They've got a very, I don't even want to say a love-hate relationship. They have a very cantankerous relationship.
Yeah, because he kept riding it out. No apologies.
He
no
never
nothing.
Apologizes.
I know. So that's why Mike and he's on report this week. Different places.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll talk with Mike Cugno in the next segment and see if he wants to backtrack on the old tugboat.
He better not take any stories in Davie.
Talk a lot.
If he takes a story in Davie, his ass is grass.
We'll talk some Dolphins with them. Next, I want to talk about the Cheetah, though. Got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. I tell you this every day. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3. They've got happy hour until 6 and so much more. In the biz guess, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays. The place for in the biz workers is the Cheetah. And again, 25% off your entire bar tab, free admission, and more. That's Sundays through Tuesdays. Hey, are you a VIP yet at Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs? Guys, this is the VIP membership you want to get into. No waiting to get in, free admission, exclusive VIP parties and special events, much, much more. And you can check out their website for details. It is Cheetah, SOFL.com. Mike Cugno, CBS4 sports anchor and reporter. He's going to join us next on Hockman and Crowder. I'm a little nervous. I'm Perreo Friday. You play this kind of music, old Dorian's going to want to come here and party. I feel like we should play music to keep Dorian away.
Dorian doesn't like this type of music.
I don't want to see her, man.
Ah, man, Dorian's a country dude.
I don't want to see her.
Is it a woman or a man?
There's a Twitter debate over whether Dorian is a man or woman's name.
That's a man.
I thought it was a woman's name.
Dorian?
Dorian, yeah.
That's masculine.
Dorian?
Yeah, yeah. Dorian?
Well, let's bring in the expert, Mike Cugno.
Oh, he's feminine.
Woo! He's starting out quick, huh?
I still hold the grudge. I'm sorry, Mike.
I noticed. Mike Cugno, for those that don't know, is the person that dubbed Channing Crowder the old tugboat, and Crowder has never forgotten. Mike Cugno, sports reporter and anchor for CBS4, and he's with us now. Hello, Mike.
Dorian is a dude. What's going on, guys?
No.
The delivery.
I like it.
Dorian's a dude. What's going on, guys?
Yeah.
All right, Mike. What? hey, how's like CBS4? You guys like mobilized into like hurricane activity?
It's like hurry up and wait. Like we were getting gearing up for like a big Saturday, and now the storms that hit till like I don't know Monday, Tuesday. Now I don't want to get that wrong and tell people.
Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday is what they're saying.
Yeah, so it's kind of just that be ready to go. And then we'll send you out to where we'll store pets type of thing.
All right. Well, let's talk a little Dolphins here while we all await maybe a storm. Ryan Fitzpatrick. So we learn he's going to be the week one starter for the Miami Dolphins. Is that the right decision?
I don't think so. I really don't. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick should have been your safety net this year. I think you should have gone with Josh Rosen just to learn what you have. Obviously, to figure out what you're going to do in the draft, you know, next year. And then, you know, if things go south with him in the first, I don't know, six games, and you want to at least look respectable, you know, on the field, and maybe actually try to win some down the stretch, then you throw Ryan Fitzpatrick in, because I don't think the expectations for this team with either guy at the moment is to win a bunch of games. You're trying to find out what you have moving forward in the future.
But Mike, with Rosen now, if Rosen goes out and struggles, and like you're saying, as a safety net, then you start Fitzpatrick. Would you want to put? Can you put Rosen back in? Like, I think that would start that back and forth, kind of like what Mark Richt did with the Canes, with Nkosi and Malik. Like, I think that would start that. If you were to start Rosen and have to replace him, now you have the quarterback carousel.
Yeah, but I don't know if the quarterback carousel means as much in the NFL as it does the college ranks, because in college, you know, you're fighting for rankings, you're fighting for bowls. But if this team from top to bottom roster wise is probably not going to get you into the playoffs, you need to experiment at some point and see what's working, because you need to figure out, you know, your path for the next 10 years. It's not just about this year. You got to find the most important, you know, position in all of sports who's going to lead your franchise. Now, granted, if Ryan Fitzpatrick goes out there and struggles the first four games, and they, you know, pull the plug on him and go the Rosen route, and he turns out to light it up, that's fine. But for me, and I think from a fan standpoint, the way Rosen performed in the preseason, you wanted to see more of that. You wanted to see how far he could take that, how much he can grow. I feel bad for Rosen, though, because the poor guy has been in like 18 different offenses since high school, dating back, you know, going back to college and going to the Cardinals and everything. He's got like a new offensive coordinator, a new system every year. But I thought you saw some good flashes from him when he was in there during the preseason.
Mike Cugno from CBS4 is with us. Do you question whether there was actually a quarterback competition? Because if you look, and again, I'm not, you know, the practices, the public doesn't really see that. We see it through the eyes of the reporters, obviously. But the four preseason games, Josh Rosen and Jake Rudock outplayed Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, this seems to me like the decision was made well in advance of last night when it was announced, and the notion that it was actually a competition, yeah, I kind of feel like really wasn't true.
Right. No, I agree with you. I think it's kind of, unless Rosen had gone out there and absolutely lit things up, because there was the one preseason game he started. I think had he thrown maybe, you know, led them to a couple touchdown drives, or maybe he connected through the air on some of those, you would have, there may have been, you know, you may have actually seen a change. But no, I think Rosen, even coming in a month late, you know, behind Fitzpatrick, was just too far behind, I think, in the coach's eyes to win it outright. Yeah, I agree with that.
And, Mike, what's your take on Jadeveon Clowney? I know the deal's not done. They're working, you know, probably trying to work on it, figure out what they can get for him. But how do you feel about the Dolphins potentially bringing in Jadeveon?
I mean, if you can get, like, an absolute haul for Tunsil, like, you know, Clowney, a top pick, and maybe another player or other picks, maybe. But that's another position. Like, you got to have a left tackle in this league. And Laremy Tunsil, not only would he start on every team in this league, but he's, I don't know, Channing, you can probably tell me better. He's probably a top five left tackle in the league.
He can play ball.
Like that's another position you just can't just, you know, cast aside. And if you've got a franchise left tackle this young, a guy who fell to you in the draft because of that whole gas mask thing, you looked into getting him, keep him. Why would you get rid of that guy? For an edge rusher, I think you can, you know, stack your chips in the draft later on and fill that need.
But like you said, if you could get a massive haul, right? I mean, you'd give up Tunsil,
yeah, I mean,
if you could get
right.
Jadeveon Clowney and a one and a three in return, maybe. Like, would you do it?
My problem with the first round pick is that the Texans are probably going to be good,
right?
And so that first round pick looks more like an early second round pick, you know, in some people's eyes. You're not going to get, you know, the Laramie Tunsil type of talent, if you went like, okay, we'll just draft another left tackle with that pick, you know, you're probably getting the fourth or fifth tackle in the draft at that point. And that's not an equal trade, even if you do get to Davion Clowney. And who knows if he's going to even resign here, you know, like that could be a rental. So there's a whole, you know, I say you don't do it. You keep Tunsil, you find out what you have in Rosen, and if Rosen ain't the guy, Fitzpatrick isn't the guy, then you go get your quarterback in the first round, and now you've got your starting quarterback, and you've got your left tackle, you've got an all-pro corner, and, you know, hopefully a good defensive tackle in Christian Wilkins, and let's go. Let's see what we can build around that.
And, Mike, the biggest question of camp, and it was the biggest storyline for all of us, was that quarterback battle. Now we know the answer to that. Is there anything else that you gathered from camp, any other clarity you gathered from camp that you didn't know before this, you know, before preseason started?
No, I was wondering why you didn't come on the show last Sunday. I know that. I thought, yeah, maybe the whole tugboat thing had scared you off. That was my big thing. I thought you were supposed to come on. I was looking forward to it, but no, I'm just kidding. The quarterback battle, I mean, that's it. You just kind of looking for the direction of the franchise.
And obviously, the cuts will be made by 4 o'clock tomorrow, so we'll learn the fate of some bubble guys. Mike Cugno from CBS4 is with us. So you were in Orlando for Canes and Gators last Saturday.
I saw Solana up there.
Oh, did you? Yeah, there were a lot of people made the trip. Did you have a big takeaway? I know you're a Florida State Seminole, right? You went to FSU, didn't you?
I went to FSU. I grew up down here, you know, family, big Canes fan. So I like to keep people guessing where my allegiances lie, because it's a little fun on Twitter. But
did you have?
Don't tell him you got a degree from FSU. I'll tell you that much, Mike.
I'm gonna back him up on that one, because you know, listen, that's nothing to be that proud of. And you guys had that backpack thing, you know.
Hey, the diploma is on the wall.
But what was your biggest takeaway for the Canes on Saturday night?
I love that they hung tough in there. Look, they could have. They got lucky. Let's be frank with it. I mean, Felipe Franks fumbling inside the red zone on, I think it was the second or third Florida possession, that could have put him up 14-3. The game would have been over there. I don't know if Miami comes back from that, but the fact that they were able to, you know, make the most of some of those miscues by the Gators and hang in and keep fighting and had the lead a couple times in the game. I like that, because I think in past years under Rick, and especially under Golden, once you got behind, it just felt like it was over. So I like that. And the other thing I like, I know Dan Enos got a lot of grief for this in the national media, but him calling out Jaren Williams, I mean, I like that he called him out, because too often you hear the coaches, you know, put the blame on themselves. I think after a while, the players start to believe that. So you start to hear in the media all the time, oh, yeah, you didn't have me ready. Well, no. Enos said he had them ready. He had the answers to the test. They just, you know, didn't go out and execute. And Jaren Williams agreed the next day. So I know Enos, like I said, got a lot of grief for that, but I liked it. And I liked the way Jaren Williams responded to the criticism. And I think that's something where you see a growth in this program over Manny Diaz. There's no more babying people.
And, Mike, did I overreact? We were talking about it on Monday, and I said, right now I trade Jaren Williams for Felipe Franks for the remainder of the season. I'm serious about it. Like, Felipe being as young as he is, Felipe Franks being a junior, I would trade him out right now. Am I overreacting to Jaren's performance?
No, I don't think so, because I think you saw that Jaren's ceiling is higher. Franks threw a couple of deep balls, but like I said before, had Franks held on to that handoff exchange, that game could have been over in the first half. Franks kept, in my mind, kept the Canes in that game. Throwing a pick late in the fourth quarter to give Miami the ball back where anything could have happened. I mean, throw the ball away, punt it. Obviously, Miami's offense wasn't moving. They lucked out. Franks got lucked out by the missed field goal by Bubba Baxton and the Jeff Thomas fumble. Yeah, I mean, Franks got as bailed out as anyone as I've ever seen in a football game.
Mike Cugno, CBS4. So your Seminoles, what do? They host Boise State now. They moved that game to Tallahassee. I didn't even realize that game was going to be played in Jacksonville. I didn't even know that. So
I can I be honest with you? Neither did I. They said they're going back. I was like, okay, cool. Why would you even play in Jacksonville?
I didn't understand. When I literally found that out a couple days ago. I had no idea. That's not even a neutral site game because it's nowhere near Boise. Like, I don't understand the logic behind that. But
it's like a nuisance for Florida State. Like, oh, we got to get everything in a bus and drive it 2 hours. Why don't you just stay here?
You're happy.
It's going to be all Florida State fans anyway.
You're happy that the backpack is gone this season?
Oh God, that thing was ugly. Oh God, that was ugly.
Can you be honest about these props? Because I'm a huge fan of the touchdown rings. I thought they were badass. I thought they were cool as hell. I think anyone that pretends not to like them is just a hater and looking for an argument. You're an independent arbiter, Mike. What do you say?
I love the rings. I love the touchdown. I think this turnover chain, aside from the first one, is the next best one. The 305.
Yes.
I love that thing. And look, I get it. There were other schools that did turnover things before Miami, but man, Miami just did it right. They did it right, and they keep building on it. I think it's awesome. I think everyone else needs to just stop. You know, everyone else can run through the smoke like Miami, but enough with the other gimmicks. The slamming a football in the trash can, the championship belt, it starts and stops with Miami.
But Mike,
the costume, knuckle rings going all the way across.
Yeah,
now, Mike, come
Jack.
On. Radio Raheem, Mike.
I can hear the jealousy from here.
Right? I hear it, too.
I can hear the jealousy.
I hear it.
I'm struggling to be on the air right now. I can still hear it through my radio. The jealousy from Channing.
Come on, man.
I hear it too, Mike. He just can't come to grips with it yet, but he will.
After you get him, do you get to unwrap it and eat the chocolate?
He will. He'll come around on this as everyone else does.
Are they chocolate filled?
I bet if someone from the University of Miami came over with the turnover chain and those rings to the studio and brought them by, the first one putting them on is going to be Channing.
The chain is awesome. Mike, this is where I could be honest now. I'll be honest. The chain is cool. I'm with you. I think the original you was cool. The little bird was okay. But I like the 305. Like, I'm with you. The chain is cool. Them damn knuckle rings, them damn brass knuckle rings, Mike, them are lame as hell.
Sorry, brother. You do not have an argument there.
The 305 thing is perfect. It's like a little bit pitbull. And then I think, like, the rings you get, like, I don't know, like,
Fergie?
I don't even know.
No, not
a little
Fergie.
Is it a little Fergie?
Not Fergie. And did you see what he did there too, Mike? The little bird. He knows
the
it's
bird.
That. Yeah, I noticed that.
Have you seen one of those ibises?
It's not a little bird.
Have you seen an ibis?
No,
What's a plural of ibis?
I don't know.
Is an ibis?
What's the plural of tugboat? Tugboats.
Can we make a tugboat chain?
Let's make a tugboat chain.
Tugboat chain.
If somebody can't get the first down, they get the tugboat chain.
I was hanging out with Solo D at the pregame party.
Humble brag.
That Michael Irvin went nuts at. I'm gonna talk to Solo D. We make a tugboat song.
Oh my God, we gotta do that. That's a great idea.
He's working on the ring song now.
He is working on the ring song.
Hey, but he's quick. Yo, DJ Dallas asked for a song within a week.
Yep.
That came out, so we need to keep those things going.
Yeah, that DJ Dallas needs to transfer to Florida because he is amazing.
He is a ball player. That guy, yeah, man. I was feeling good after Saturday night. I'm not going to lie, Mike. Mike Cuno, CBS4. Stay safe, although I don't think much this weekend, but next week, be safe.
Yeah, same to you guys. Except for you, Channing.
Wow. Oh. He threw a little jab there on the way out.
You know he's going to do live reports this weekend places. Mike, I'm going to know where you at, Mike.
You should. He's doing a live report, and you just come through. Did you see that little Pop Warner football game? They must have been 7 or 8 years old.
When the little boy knocked the hell out the other one.
Knocked the hell. It's too much too soon.
That.
I don't like it either. But you should do that to Cuno during a hurricane stand-up. Dude's outside of Publix.
Yeah, and they got a water shipment in. Poof, poof,
right, you just see Crowder coming in. Tugboat, mother bleep. Dives on his ass.
I don't think Mike is playing this right. I know where he is at all times.
That's Mike Cuno from CBS4. Nobody knows what station is what, Papa. And it doesn't even matter.
We're on all of them.
Doesn't even matter. Man, it's going to be a crazy weekend.
Yes.
You got to keep your eyes on the news.
Got to have some fun, though, don't it?
Oh, no doubt.
Because, you know, we got a couple days, you know.
Listen, you prepare for the storm, and you hope for the best. Just don't be stupid. We had Brett on from BNT. Use common sense. Don't be stupid. Stupid people, stupid things happen. Don't be stupid. There's some stuff happening. 5 o'clock hour, by the way, is the Funky Buddha happy hour. And 5 o'clock happy hour is always more fun going into a holiday weekend. The headlines are coming in. Jadeveon Clowney does not want to play for the Dolphins.
Well, that's the end of that.
So that's the end of that. John McClain, who covers the NFL, he tweeted out, Clowney hasn't signed his tender because he doesn't want to play for Miami. And Pro Football Talk has posted this story in the 5 o'clock hour. The Texans may or may not have a deal with the Dolphins to send Jadeveon Clowney to Miami. It doesn't matter. As Texans coach Bill O'Brien said Saturday and reiterated Friday, the ball's in Clowney's court. Houston cannot trade Clowney until he signs his franchise tender, and it doesn't appear he will sign it if it means a trade to Miami. Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle reports that Clowney, quote, remains adamant he doesn't want to play for the Miami Dolphins regardless of the trade discussions between the Texans and the Dolphins. So that's that. And by the way, I don't blame him.
No.
He wants to win. He doesn't want to come here for this. And I don't think this is, you know, if he's looking at it, look, we can all look at it and be hopeful. This is a one-year fix. They'll get it straight, and they'll find out about Josh Rosen this year if he ever plays because they're planning on starting Fitzpatrick. But we'll get an answer on Rosen, and they'll draft Tua or they'll draft Fromm and blah, blah, blah. He's a professional. He's looking at it and probably thinking to himself, that is not a one-year fix. I don't want to go there when I kind of have the power in this relationship. Granted, he's not going to get paid.
But you very rarely have power as a player.
Right. Now, to have that power, you're giving up $16 million.
Yeah.
You're buying that power.
Le'Veon did it, too.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
So you're buying the power and hoping that you're gambling on yourself and it'll pay off. But, yeah, I kind of can understand where he wouldn't want to come to Miami, bust his ass.
Isn't it? This is very NBA-ish.
Yes.
Where guys pick and choose where they go.
Yes.
The NFL's not used to it, but I'll say Le'Veon, now Jadeveon, Zeke, he's holding out. I don't think he's going to move team, but I kind of like it. I'm not going
to
lie.
No, I don't mind it at all. I'll tell you, though, the franchise tender was supposed to kind of make something like this not happen because here, you're going to get paid a ton of money. And it's one season, whatever, but that it doesn't seem to be working either. But guys,
just like
that,
the NBA with that Supermax stuff.
Correct.
Stay with your team. We'll give you a fifth year.
We'll make it worthwhile. And then it becomes, yeah, you know what? We'll figure out ways around that. So and so Jadeveon Clowney, you know, Houston, they've got an asset there. They want to get something in return. Maybe they had a deal with the Miami Dolphins. Jadeveon wants to play where he wants to play. And so they both have a modicum of power in that relationship, but if he does not sign the tender, they cannot trade him. And so that, you know, and the Dolphins would require him to give them a verbal commitment that after the season is over, he'll sign a long-term extension. They're not going to give up Laremy Tunsil and anything if they think it's a one-year rental. Why would you rent a great pass rusher for a season when you're going to be terrible? It doesn't make any sense.
And Houston approached this totally wrong because right now, no matter what deal they work out, Jadeveon can veto it all. Nope. What if they say Tunsil, Minka, Christian Wilk, Jerome Baker? Jadeveon can say nope.
Right.
And it kills everything.
I'm not signing the franchise tender. And they can't do anything. So, yeah, he's got some power there. And so
it looks like
the conversation – when did this come about? Was it Wednesday, I think, maybe? Yeah, I think it was Wednesday when the news broke. So it looks to me, just the way that I read through it, it kind of looks to me like the Dolphins and the Texans may have some sort of agreement, and Clowney's saying, no, it doesn't matter. So that would end that, and everybody can move on with their lives. Now, could there be a change of heart? I mean, you've seen that before, right? Where, yeah, well, let's sweet talk him and tell him what the plan is, and you know, but seems like he wants to play for a winner now.
And he hasn't had much success in his career. He was always overshadowed by J.J. Watt. Like, he wants to go somewhere and be that dude, but he wants to be that dude on a good team.
Right, because he could be that dude here.
Yes.
He could absolutely be that
but
dude here.
How much of the dude are you at 5-11?
Looter like, in a riot.
That's really what they're going to call him. Yeah. I see his angle. I like it. I like that the players get power because – when I was in the league, the quarterbacks back then didn't have this much power. Nope. I like that other positions are getting power like this.
This hour has been brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. We got to make a decision on this USF Wisconsin game tonight. Lee Sterling was on with us earlier. He likes Wisconsin, and Wisconsin is laying 10 points in Tampa tonight.
And that's my man Charlie Strong, too.
I know.
But I like money more than relationships.
You know you're speaking my language.
Chuck, go have them ready, but maybe hopefully 11 points away ready.
Football season is here. Now, you're going to want to make Dave and Buster's in Hollywood your football-watching headquarters. Maybe you're thinking about a place to watch the game tonight or watch the games tomorrow or knowing that Dorian's on the way, but you still want to have some fun this holiday weekend. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood, on top of the dozens of flat-screen and projection TVs that are already there, Dave and Buster's now has a 42-foot TV. I did not misspeak. A 42-foot TV. You've heard that right. Imagine watching football on a 42-foot screen. That is football heaven. And for every Miami game, college and pro, you're going to want to be at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. And if you're having a fantasy football draft party with your friends, do it at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Perfect location to do it. And they've got a great happy hour. Their happy hour is awesome. Cocktails are half price. That's Monday through Friday. They've got happy hour 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. So you still got over an hour to get to happy hour there. And then Sunday through Thursday, late night happy hour, 10 p.m. until close. And during happy hour and late night happy hour, bar bites are only $5. They've got those Mexican street corn quesadillas, Asian chicken wonton nachos, Bavarian pretzels, loaded pot stickers, guacamole and chips. Absolutely love that place. We do a lot of events there. I'm there all the time. Dave & Buster's in Hollywood between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of I-95 in the Oakwood Plaza. Dave & Buster's, eat, play, drink, watch. That is going to do it for us on this holiday weekend. We are off on Monday as well, so we're going to speak with you on Tuesday. Mike Cuno was excellent. Craig Setzer from CBS4 gave us an update. Jamie Eisenberg, the fantasy football expert. Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. And our own Channing Crowder is going to coach a football game right now. Who does your school have tonight?
Hialeah.
Hialeah!
Hey! Mylander Park.
There you go. Right down the street.
Blitzing.
That's what you do, man. That's what you do. Check out radio.com, search Hockman and Crowder, subscribe to our podcast. It's free. We would appreciate it. Everybody have a great and safe holiday weekend, and God willing, we will speak with you el martes.
Frozen yoga, bagged albacore, mayonnaise on a Triscuit.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.